This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Petron Council assigned responsibility for holding NRNA election. Three miners killed in Sindhupalchuk fire. And 45 people, including 12 children, die after a bus crashed and caught fire in western Bulgaria. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has assigned the responsibility of holding the election of the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, to Patron Council as per the NRNA statute amidst uncertainty over its 10th International General Assembly. The Ministry has given the responsibility to the Patron Council after disputes emerged in the NRNA. The term of the International Coordination Council under Kumar Pant's leadership had expired on October 18th. Meanwhile, some NRNA's National Coordination Council NCC have welcomed the Foreign Affairs Ministry's decision. The Standing Committee meeting of the main opposition party CPN-UML has started at Tulasilal Memorial Foundation, Lalitpur. UML Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang informed that the discussions are being held regarding the preparations for the General Convention and the management side as well as the nomination of delegates for the convention. The UML General Convention is being held in Chitwan from November 26 to 28. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has started a vaccination campaign against COVID-19 at four main transit points: Kalanki, Balkhu, Koteswar and New Bus Park. The campaign will last for a month. The vaccination program that started on November 21st will be run till December 20th. The KMC said all citizens completing 18 years of age and entering Kathmandu would be given the jabs based on a certificate proving their age. Mayor Bidya Sundar Sakya said he was always mindful of the health safety of the citizens, recalling that KMC had provided various medical supplies, including equipment, and also extended support in resource mobilization to 12 hospitals, including the government and community ones in the Kathmandu Valley, during the second wave of coronavirus pandemic. The KMC Health Department Chief Hari Bahadur Kumar said the Verocell, Covishield and AstraZeneca vaccines would be administered to the target group at all the four designated vaccination centres. Three miners were killed when the fire broke out at Jhankri Toll of Sursing Village, Helambu Rural Municipality 7 in Sindhupalchuk District. Deputy Superintendent of Police, Daksha Kumar Basnet, confirmed 2 5-year-olds and 6-year-old boys were killed. Police said the incident took place when the fire caught the dry maize and millet stalks kept inside the one-storied cow shed made of stone and mud with a tin roof. 10 health posts in Suryabinayak municipality of Bhaktapur has been provided with oxygen concentrators, according to Municipality Social Development Committee Coordinator and Ward 8 Chair Kiran Thapa, a US-based charitable organization in support of Volunteers Nepal National Group, provided an oxygen concentrator to each of the 10 health facilities. Surkhet Chapter of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has demanded an increase in public welfare advertisement provided by the government for the sustainability of district-based media, which faced severe problems due to COVID-19 pandemic. The FNJ Surkhet Chapter also asked the provincial government to formulate laws and policies with mandatory provision to publish and broadcast advertisements in local media. Two people who were injured in a road accident at Sunwal Municipality, Ward No. 4, Rampur of Nawal Parasi on the East-West Highway have died at District Hospital, Parasi. The deceased has been identified as 26-year-old Durga Kafle and 40-year-old Tikanath Kaur of Sunwal Municipality 10, Nawal Parasi. According to District Police Inspector Ram Prasad Pandey, the accident may have been a hit-and-run case. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today, with possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous region. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province tonight, with possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. At least 45 people, including 12 children, have died after a bus crashed and caught fire in western Bulgaria. The incident happened on a motorway at about 2 a.m. local time near the village of Bosnek, southwest of the capital Sofia. The bus was reportedly registered to North Macedonia and was mainly carrying North Macedonians. The cause of the crash and the fire is being investigated. A Bulgarian Interior Ministry official said it was unclear if the bus had caught fire and then crashed or burst into flames after the crashing. Officials said the vehicle appeared to have hit a highway barrier either before or after catching fire. According to Reuters news agency, Macedonian Foreign Minister Buzar Osmani said the coach party was returning to capital Skopje from a weekend holiday trip to the Turkish city of Istanbul. Australia has said a La Nina event has developed for a second consecutive year, meaning there is a greater risk locally of floods and cyclones. Last time, the weather phenomenon contributed to once-in-a-century rains battering parts of Australia, but La Nina can lead to significant weather changes in the different parts of the world. The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, is yet to declare a La Nina, but has warned one may re-emerge. In Australia, La Nina increases the chances of cooler daytime temperatures, reducing the risk of heat waves and bushfires. But it tends to create wetter than normal conditions and can increase the frequency of tropical cyclones. India's counter-terrorism agency has arrested a prominent Kashmiri human rights activist under a draconian anti-terrorism law which makes it impossible to get bail. Khurram Parvez has been accused of terror funding and conspiracy. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested him after raids at his home and office in Indian-administered Kashmir. Mr. Parvez is yet to comment, but the arrest has caused global outrage amidst calls for his release. Activists and others on social media have called the arrest an attempt to silence and punish human rights defenders. Mr. Parvez has been a vocal critic of ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP-led government. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Petron Council assigned responsibility for holding NRNA election. Three miners killed in Sindhupalchok fire, and 45 people, including 12 children, die after a bus crashed and caught fire in western Bulgaria. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.